Hey Timothy.
Hello. Hey, Mr. Smith, how are you?
Well, not too bad. I was just about to call you. Thank you for calling in. It got routed to the right extension as well. How's the day coming along?
Pretty well. How's yours?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So I just had a word with a quick chat with Rick, who happens to be one of my subordinates in the product strategy team. And he mentioned that you are, anticipating a proposition for your tech startup that is going to be, I think the name he gave me was something like ShiftMed.
Shiftly.
Okay, sweet. Okay,
Yeah.
so, tell me about it, Timothy. How far are you with this, or are you starting from scratch? And how can we, I mean, what are you looking for in a good fit as your development partner?
Yeah, definitely. So this is a complete startup of mine. I've been working on it for about 6 months, and at this point, I've kind of come to a halt on the developmental side. So I have a fully established a business plan. I have a business pitch. I've gone through and developed kind of a wireframe on how I want the mobile application to function. But I've kind of reached my limits with my capabilities. I'm looking to partner with kind of that tech company or tech individual to be able to really launch the mobile platform. Obviously, my company is nothing without that platform, so I want to make sure that it's done right. And then also, to me, it's really important to have that established relationship and rapport, just as updates need to be done. They can be done seamlessly and quickly and efficiently, instead of having to wait months for a small update or correction to be made.
Of course, yeah, and that's exactly where we come in. So, just to give you a better introduction of what Huff and Mazer does, we are, by forte, we have been in business for about almost 9 years now, and we do mobile application development, but we do more, a lot more than just that. So we do blockchain development as well. We work on AI and ML modules too. We are, we do ERP implementation as well. And we have around about 400 plus clients in these 9 years that we either continue to work with or have worked with at some time to develop and launch their platform in different, capabilities, of course. I mean, in different capacities in terms of the kind of relationship we've had with them. Sometimes we do partner with our clients in terms of their, partnering up on a small equity stake as well. Right, and other times we do a commissioned, strictly commission-based work as well, whereby you become the 100% owner of the product and the company, and you pay the price for development, for the man hours that go into in terms of the designers' hours, the developers, the SQA deployment, the DevOps, and everything. So we bring together a whole team to you, and that's assigned to you to your project dedicatedly. And with that comes a product strategist like us from my team, and they'll help you bring together the app as a full-scale startup, from the standpoint of raising finances, planning out the product, planning out the launch strategy, and all of those things that go into launching a technology startup, right? So we're not just like a.
Okay.
All I'm trying to say is that we're not a layman. Technology, a developer company that just hands over a couple of developers to you, and then you're with them and you get your work done. It isn't like that unless you strictly prefer that. We prefer more to be involved towards being your technology partners and be able to help you raise the startup and not just the development platform.
Okay. Yeah, good to know.
Perfect. So, Rick did mention that you have, in fact, you just mentioned that you have some wireframes ready to go. Is it a good time to look at that together? And before we do that, have you signed the NDA Is that in place as well?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So I just finished signing the NDA. I can send that back over to Rick. I'll do that as we speak. And then, yeah, I do have a wireframe as well, just for my kind of initial thoughts on how I would want the application to look. What would be the best way to kind of bring you in to watch the wireframe on my screen?
Well, I'm already ready with a Zoom link, if that's okay with
Okay.
you. And what we could do is you could share your screen with me, and we could
Yeah.
review the wireframes together.
That'd be great.
Right. So let me have Rick send over the Zoom link to you. In fact, I've already sent him over. He must be sending it out to you over the website chat if you're still connected there. Are you?
I am, yep.
Okay, he must be sending it over to you. In the meantime, you could just send over the NDA via email or via chat message as well.
Yep, I just sent the NDA to him, and then it looks like he is typing.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, that was quick. So I see you on the Zoom meeting here. That's
Yep.
perfect.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Okay, I think I'll have to disconnect you from the now that we are connected over Zoom meeting, just to avoid the echo, I'll just disconnect you on the phone line and we can continue over the Zoom meeting. All right?
There we go.